This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, it's been said, 8 million stories in the Naked City. New York, of course, being the city in question here. The story for us today is pizza, specifically the plain slice, one of them eaten at every pizza shop in Manhattan, starting at Grandpa's Brick Oven Pizza up at 211th Street, working your way all the way down to Battery Park. Somebody did that and then wrote about it. The book is called Slice Harvester, A Memoir in Pizza, written by Colin Atrophy. Hagendorf, Colin, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Must ask this first question right off the bat. Why? Why eat all this pizza in New York City?
Yo, seriously? It's just because...
Yo, yes, seriously.
It's just because no one had done it. It's honestly, that was it. I was joking around with a friend of mine. I was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, what's the best slice of pizza in Manhattan? I bet someone already ate them all. We like looked on the internet. And we were like, maybe we're just bad at the internet. But it doesn't seem like anyone did this. And I was like, well, I think I should do that. I had kind of hit a creative lull and I wasn't feeling very inspired. And it just seemed like maybe giving myself a kind of difficult
quest.
Task.
A quest, right?
Giving myself a quest. Sure.
You're like Don Quixote of pizza.
Kinda.
So what does a perfect slice of pizza, not even perfect, what does a really good slice of pizza have to have for you? Because you're a guy who knows.
Right. So when you take that first bite, you're not going to notice any particular standout ingredient, right? There's not going to be any star of the show. You're going to bite into that pizza and all you can experience is the collective efforts of every ingredient working in unison to create a worker utopia in your mouth. There's no bosses.
Well, I'd have gone with the crust. Isn't the crust the boss? Isn't the crust sort of the leader of the pack? The foreman, if you will, of the
Not
pizza?
In terms of flavors. Sure, it's got to sit on a good crust. But
yeah.
When I bite into that, I don't want to say, oh, that's a good crust right away. I just want to think, this is a good slice of pizza.
You have a mythic memory of the perfect pizza, right?
I do.
It's from your childhood when you were a kid.
I have a favorite slice that I ever ate in my life, and that was when I was 13 years old, and I was going. My dad took me into the city to buy me combat boots because he's a mensch, and so we went down to St. Mark's. We went
down
to Paul's.
Down in the East Village or someplace, right?
East Village, yeah, 8th Street, and we're walking across 3rd Avenue, and at the same time, we both kind of smell this smell, and we turn around and look at each other and just turn and walk back to the side of the street we had come from without even saying anything. We walk into this place, St. Mark's Pizza. It has since closed down. And the slices come out. I went to pick mine up, and I went to pick it up with both my hands. And my dad, he just like kind of smacked the pizza down back onto the plate out of my hands. I was holding it two-handed. And he was like, no, you can't eat it like that. People are going to think you're a tourist. And then he picked it. He showed me. He picked it up, and he folded it with one hand. He was like, you got to eat it with one hand. You're big enough now. Your hands are big enough. You can do this.
I need you to tell me about Pizza Suprema then and Joe Riggio.
So I ate at Suprema. I was with my friends Eliza and BBC, and the three of us went in. We got a slice. I have not yet, at this point in eating pizza, gotten a second slice.
Oh.
And at Pizza Suprema, me and Eliza and BBC finished our slice, and we all kind of looked at each other and were like, I think we need to get another one. And we went and got a second slice and sat and ate that one because it was so good we didn't want it to be over.
And there's the karmic moment of this whole book is that there's a connection between Joe Riggio, and Pizza Suprema and St. Mark's, right?
Yeah. So it turns out that Tony Darra, the guy that owns St. Mark's Pizza, which was my favorite slice growing up, he was across the street neighbors with Sal Riggio, Joe's dad. And Sal had actually taught him how to make pizza. And so in a blind taste test of 400-something slices, I chose the one that had the same recipe as my favorite slice in high school favorite slice.
Yeah, no, that was the best part of this book.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Do you still go out and have a slice every now and then?
Oh, hell yeah. I eat pizza all the time. I love pizza.
It's a book called Slice Harvester, A Memoir in Pizza. It's a really good read. Colin Atrophy-Hagendorf is the guy who wrote it. Colin, thanks very much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.